Welcome to the Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast, brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Rail Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Rail and Intermodal, Todd Tranowski. As Todd presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading a PDF or PowerPoint version of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads of the Rail Market Update, as well as the weekly Trucking Market Update with Avery Weiss and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the FTR State of Freight Rail Market Update podcast. As always, I am your host, Todd Tranowski, the Vice President of Rail and Intermodal here at FTR. Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we head toward the end of November. It's hard to believe we're already more than halfway through the month. And on that note, a quick programming note for everybody. With a Thanksgiving holiday next week, there will be no Rail Market Update podcast next week. Our next Rail Market Update podcast will be the following week, the week of November 29th. So for those of you out there who set your calendars by the Rail Market Update podcast and want to make sure you don't miss an episode, there will not be an episode next week because of Thanksgiving Day holiday. Enjoy some time away from the office. Enjoy some time with your families. And just rest and enjoy good food, good football, and some good family time as well. Don't worry about where we are on the rail network next week. We're going to take next week off for the holiday, but we will be right back with you next week, the following week, the week of November 29th, maybe a little bit earlier in the week than you're typically accustomed to seeing it as we focus on the numbers from the current week that we're in as opposed to the Thanksgiving holiday week, which will not be as meaningful a number as what we get next week. So we'll go through that. So just quick heads up to everybody on that. No podcast next week. Podcast the week after because of the Thanksgiving Day holiday. So let's take a look at the where we are. And there's not a lot of change. I feel like a little bit of a broken record at the moment from the standpoint of there's not a whole lot of change. Things are not moving very much at all. They're essentially flat. They're essentially staying where they are. Whether it's carload, whether it's intermodal, we're just sort of steady as she goes as we go forward here. Intermodal loadings have been basically ruler straight for the last several months, and they haven't moved much at all. We're about 15, 20,000 carloads a week below our five-year average. We're below where we were last year at this time. We're below where we were earlier this year. We're just sort of holding our own here, right about 355,000, 360,000 carloads a week without a whole lot of movement. Trailers, it really doesn't matter whether you look at trailers or containers, things are just the same. Trailers are very, very flat. We've had essentially seasonal behavior back since the July 4th holiday, and we've really just maintained that curve over the last several months, and we're right about 23,000 carloads a week where we've been for the last several months, honestly. We just have not moved much up or down despite this tremendous demand, the tremendous amount of imports that want to move through the freight supply chain. There isn't the capacity to be able to handle all of those at this time. On containers, it's a very similar picture, just very flat. Very, very flat, and very much just holding its own, right about 333,000 carloads a week without much movement. It's been that way really over the last several months without a whole lot of change, without a whole lot of movement. And until the supply chain starts to regain fluidity by increasing warehouse space, increasing chassis availability, increasing throughput through the system, those numbers probably aren't going to move tremendously, particularly if the carriers don't want to open up additional capacity to move intermodal volumes. We've had congestion really everywhere. I know folks like to simplify it to a Los Angeles Long Beach issue. That's really an oversimplification. You've got congestion everywhere. You've got congestion in Savannah. You've got congestion in Vancouver, and Vancouver's now got several of its rail lines severed by mudslides and washouts that are going to take time to recover. If you look at just the Canadian intermodal loadings, they're down about 5%. Overall intermodal loadings are down about 1% in the U.S. So clearly, the Vancouver issue in the latest week is having an impact on the numbers and will continue to hold back the numbers as we go forward until those things get resolved and get fixed and reopened and back to normal. Switching gears to the carload market, carload volumes, very flat. Not a whole lot of change here. We just continue to run, just below the 340,000 carload a week level, a level we've been at really for the last 6 weeks. And before that, we held a level down close to 320,000 carloads a week, and we held that level for the last several months before that. So not a whole lot of movement when it comes to carload volume, just about 1% above last year, not a whole lot of momentum. Now, the troubling sign, the flashing yellow light, if you will, for the carload market is economically sensitive freight. You look at economically sensitive freight where it is compared to its five-year average. Instead of being flat, we're actually declining a little bit over the last 3 weeks. That is a concerning sign because that is the so-called loose car railroading, the lumber, the metals, the aggregates, the things of that nature that are more closely tied to the underlying economy. We've been below our five-year average really since the middle of the year, and we haven't made any sort of meaningful attempt to close that gap over that period. We've just sort of adhered to the seasonal pattern. Now, as a reminder, economically sensitive freight are those freight commodities that are not coal, not agriculture, and not petroleum. So they really are just those sectors that are more closely tied to the underlying economy. Pulp and paper, lumber and wood, things of that nature, metal scrap, things of that ilk when you're thinking about what's in this number. Switching gears to some of the bulk sectors, coal has definitely seen an uptick over the last couple of weeks, but really we're holding very close to that 75,000 carload a week number. We haven't really moved much off of that over the last several months. Really since August, we've been holding right about that number as you've seen natural gas prices rise, as you've seen folks have a preference for coal over natural gas in the electric dispatch stack. We've really been able to maintain that 75,000 carload a week number. And that's a glass half full, glass half empty sort of proposition. Yes, 74,000, 75,000 carloads a week are about, you know, the highest level we've had coming out of the pandemic. They're also 15,000 carloads or so below our five-year average. So even with bullish fundamentals, we're not back to where we have been historically, and we're not back to it on a pretty significant basis. So even with everything going in Cole's direction, we're still a long way from where we used to be, and we're not going back there, and that gives us a sense that once we get through this period, once natural gas prices start to normalize back in the $3 to $4 per MMBTU range, we're probably going to see some erosion of loadings again back to the typical long-run secular decline pattern that we've seen over the last couple of years and expect again going forward. On the grain side, grain volumes definitely bounced back with the harvest, but they have not moved above their five-year average. We expected to see another leg up above the five-year average. To this point, we just haven't seen it. To this point, we just haven't gotten there. We're just very, very close to our five-year average without any sort of momentum above that. So that's something to watch as we go through the harvest to see whether we continue to move above that or whether we just hold at five-year average levels. There's a window of opportunity between now and February to try and move above our five-year average. To this point, that hasn't happened yet. Chemicals traffic, pretty much back to its pre-Hurricane Ida levels, right about 46,000 carloads a week, well above our five-year average. Essentially, like I said, back to where we were before the hurricane, but not back to our highs from earlier this year. Earlier this year, after the freeze along the Gulf Coast, we got up close to 48,000 carloads a week. We're still a couple thousand carloads a week away from that. Good news for chemicals is that petroleum products are starting to show a little bit of increase. We had moved down to the low end of the range we'd been trading in for the last most of the last year, and we have started to come off the bottom there and work back toward 20,000 carloads a week. Now, you expect to see a seasonal strengthening this time of year. That's essentially what we're seeing, but we're still well below our five-year average. We have not made back that delta to our five-year average. When we went down to the low end of the range earlier this year. We remain below our five-year average. We remain sort of locked right between 19 and 20,000 carloads a week or so. Stone, sand, and gravel, really just seasonal expectation here. You see a little bit of weakening in this commodity group as we get toward the fall and winter, and that's really what we're seeing. We're right about 25,000 carloads a week, a little bit below the five-year average, just sort of behaving the way you would expect it to behave. Lumber and wood also in line with seasonal expectation, very much right at the five-year average. Another category where you see some slowing in the fall and winter as construction activity starts to ramp down. This commodity group starts to push down a little bit. We're certainly on a week-to-week basis down closer to 6,000 carloads a week than the 6,500 carloads a week that the four-week average would indicate. But we're definitely just in line with where we would expect to be historically. So not a whole lot of pressure one way or the other. And we would expect this commodity group to have some pressure as we go into next year. As mortgage rates go up, housing demand starts to notch back a little bit. We'll have to just see what happens with lumber and wood in the next year. Pulp and paper has declined below its five-year average in the last couple of weeks, but that has pretty much found a floor over the last 2 weeks. We're right about 7,700 carloads a week, a little bit below the five-year average of 8,000, but just a couple hundred carloads, so not anything really significant there. We'll have to see as we get into the early part of next year what happens with pulp and paper traffic, what happens with a box board demand, what happens with pulp demand as we go forward in time. Those are all things to watch on the carload side of the house as we start 2022. The automotive industry, well documented here, that the issues that have been faced. We're right about 20,000 carloads a week without really much movement there. This is not a rail issue, though. This is a industry supply issue, though. The automotive plants can't get semiconductors, can't get resins, can't get parts that they need to finalize production. There's certainly a lot of demand in the marketplace. You know, automotive inventories are at very low levels. And so when automotive plants can get the parts, we expect to see this number inflect very positively, very quickly. But to this point, it just has not happened. And we're going to continue to hold right about this 20,000 carload a week level until it does. And that's about 6,000, 7,000 carloads a week below our five-year average. It is something that we're going to continue to face until those supply chain issues get resolved. So to wrap up, even though grain is into the harvest season, it's not providing upward support above its five-year average to support overall carload traffic. We're just sort of holding at our five-year average levels. Once we get beyond February, we would expect to run at those levels because we're expecting a strong South American harvest this year. We'll just have to see if there's upside above where we are now, between now and February. And intermodal is really just holding at very historic levels, just holding where it's been over the last several months, despite being in the peak season. Despite there being strong demand, we have not moved back to where we were in intermodal earlier this year. We have not moved back to where we were in intermodal last year, and we probably aren't at this point. We're probably going to continue to run at these levels until something changes, until there is capacity across all pieces of the intermodal supply chain added to the system. And with that, I'd like to take a minute and wrap up and wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving. Again, remember, no podcast next week. We'll be back with you after the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Take some time to rest, relax, enjoy some good food, some good football, and some good family time next week. And we'll be back with you the week of the 29th after the holiday. Thank you, as always, for listening. That's certainly what I'm thankful for this year, that all of you listen every week. And with that, feel free to reach at any time to myself or any member of the FTR team if we can be of assistance, if you've got questions about what you hear in the podcast, what you see in the reports, or what you're just seeing in the industry generally. We're always happy to talk about what we see going on, what you see going on, and where we see the industry going over the short and long term. And with that, have a great couple of weeks, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week. As always, I am your host, Todd Chernowski, the Vice President of Rail and Intermodal here at FTR. Thank you, and have a great week.
That's it for this week's Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. The Rail Market Update will be published each week along with a downloadable PDF of the presentation. If you find this transportation intelligence useful, please take a moment to give us a positive rating on your podcast platform of choice and send us your feedback by email at podcast@ftrintel.com. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and rail car. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.